هون لگل اس بی اس راژیو بشی کردینه.
Australia's official war artists have come out in support of a fellow artist held in detention by Australian government. We're talking about Kurdish artist and musician Farhad Bandesh, and who has been in detention since 2013 when he first arrived in Australia seeking asylum, including the 6 years he spent in Papua New Guinea, and now he is being held in a Melbourne detention facility. With us today, Lyndall Brown, one of the official war artists, who has been appointed as one since 2007. Lyndall, we welcome you to SBS Kurdish.
Thank you very much.
You are one of the signatories to this support letter that has been written in support of Farhad Bandesh. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes, we were contacted by a friend and supporter of Farhad and heard that Farhad's art materials had been removed from him when he was moved to the Melbourne Detention Centre. And our heart really goes out to Farhad, because for us, if we were in a similar situation, the most consoling thing we could have is to have some art material so we could draw and paint and just direct our energies away from negative thoughts into creating images that somehow conveyed the situation we're in. So we really feel for Farhad as an artist and a very sensitive soul, I'm sure, and we really wish he could at the very least have his art materials returned to him.
We have spoken to Farhad exactly at the time. In this letter, you are asking for him to have at least his art material back. But as artists yourself, and you know, with your fellow artists in the official war art group, what are your general views about the government's policy?
I actually feel very strongly that our government has taken a wrong turn with this. I feel that the policies towards legitimate asylum seekers and refugees, who after all have a legal right to flee violence and seek refuge in another country, it is actually a human right. I feel that our government has taken a wrong turn. The policy seems to me unnecessarily cruel and harsh. And I came out in support of Farhad, but really we know that there are many artists and writers and poets and architects and wonderful people who could contribute greatly to our country. Our country has been built on the arrivals of migrants and refugees from all over the world. When I was a child, I remember waves of Vietnamese refugees coming to Australia, and they were welcomed with open arms by the government. And I sincerely believe that we should be kinder to these poor people who are fleeing terrible conflict.
But what about the point of view of the government saying that these people ultimately are queue jumpers? They have come, you know, in an illegal way seeking asylum. There are other ways, what are labelled more legal ways of seeking asylum in a third country, and so on.
Well, I think that for a start, I haven't seen sign of a large and orderly queue. It seems that the number of refugees we welcome through the humanitarian immigration program is vanishingly small. Instead, we seem to prioritise wealthy migrants from other countries. But there should always be a portion of the immigration policy that is set aside for people, quite rightly and justifiably, fleeing conflict and wanting a safe life. I think that this policy is very unbalanced.
Lyndall, you yourself have been involved in with this group, Official War Artists, since 2007. Could you tell us a little bit about your activities within the group and, you know, the group's aim overall?
Yes. Well, for a start, I'll have to say that being an official artist for the Australian War Memorial, so we were appointed by the War Memorial, not by the Defence Force, was actually quite a scary prospect. We'd never expected it. It's something that you don't apply for. They came and approached us because they felt that we could document the experience of war that Australia has been involved in some way. So we travelled to Iraq and Afghanistan in 2007. We were there in Baghdad and Talil in the south of Iraq during the start of the surge under George W. Bush. So it is a while ago, but we were struck by the danger and just the sheer hostility of being in a war zone and being unable to carry out a normal life with freedom of movement and so on. We felt that the emotional intensity of being in a war zone was quite striking, and we have deep compassion for anybody who would flee conflict. At that time, many of our refugees trying to reach Australia were actually Iraqi and Afghan citizens fleeing these terrible wars that we were involved in. So we saw a direct connection between our engagement in wars in different countries and the actual flow of refugees. So we feel profound compassion for the refugees.
Sure, so it's fair to say that you not only can imagine what it feels like to be in a war zone and a refugee, but you have actually seen it for yourself.
Yes, that's right. I mean, of course, when we were travelling, we were in huge military bases, and we would occasionally see local people there, but it was actually so dangerous that it was not possible for us to freely move around. I remember at a base in the south of Iraq, we went to a training camp where the Australian soldiers were training Iraqi soldiers, and we spoke to one of the interpreters there very briefly. And he said, I'm an artist too. And in that moment, we just felt this intense connection of humanity, and we felt deep compassion for an artist living in such a terrifying zone of war. So we actually, our hearts go out to these people, and we just feel we should have compassion for them.
So what do you hope this letter of support of Farhad can achieve in the due course?
Well, it seems in some ways it's such a puny gesture, because we're really just begging for him to have his art materials returned to him. And I also believe he's a musician, so musical instrument and art materials would be a great solace to Farhad. So it's just also a gesture to highlight the individuals that have been hidden away from us in detention camps. If we could just see who these people are and hear their stories, I think the Australian people would have a great deal of compassion for these people. So obviously I would hope that he would be given a visa so that he could be released into the community. That would be my ultimate hope for him and for his fellow refugees in detention. But in the first instance, we would beg that he would be allowed to have art materials. They can't hurt anybody. Pieces of paper and pencils and paints and canvas, I mean, these are harmless objects, and they're the tools of great solace for an artist like Farhad.
Sure. Lyndall Brown, one of the Australian official war artists, we thank you so much for your time today and wish you all the very best.
Great, thank you.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lisar Facebook bishobina.